Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, you are listening to the Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the middle of January. I don't know about where you are. I bet some of you that are in the listening area have had some snow, but we've had a really weird January. The snow seems to be going north and south of where I am. So if you're a cross-country skier, snowmobiler, downhill skier, and you're in West Michigan, kind of in the greater Grand Rapids area, you've been shortchanged on the snowbank. But some people are probably pretty good with that. But I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. Still cooking on your back deck because there's no snow, baby.
Hey, welcome. Thanks, Jop. And we are in the Red Sea of winter, and yeah. Moses has put his staff down, and winter just went to both sides, and we're just walking right on through.
I didn't feel all that happening. Yeah. I just didn't think there was any snow.
That's a little inspiration. Hey, dude, this is the smokiest radio show on the radio, so it wouldn't be on the TV, I guess. That wouldn't make any sense.
Smokiest show on the radio.
We're talking all about getting healthy for 2019.
And, are you getting sick of that yet?
We've got some really good stuff coming at everybody, and I have to inspire myself because it's not easy to eat healthy if you're used to just eating like a grilling guy and, you know, throwing down the biggest steak you can or making ridiculously big hamburgers or lining up five hot dogs on a platter so you can annihilate them before anybody sees you.
Right.
So you have to go outside your comfort zone and research and, you know, fortunately I've got my kids are already light years ahead of me in that. My sons especially are workout freaks and they're constantly researching nutrition and teaching the old guy. So I have some good coaches there.
Yeah, I'm not sure how much of a student you are because you like to take any recipe or any suggestion and kind of make it your own.
It's okay. It doesn't mean you can't, you know, play with it a little bit. But so my point is, in doing all this, I thought, okay, let's go after some healthy seafood this weekend and talk about, you know, some cool things you can do. And I'm thinking like fish tacos and mahi-mahi, stuff like that. So I contacted my old buddy Bob Dubisky because he's a food broker. And I said, hey, dude, I want to make some fish tacos. What's in your freezer?
Yeah.
And he goes, oh, you like mahi-mahi? Yeah. I think I'll be right over.
Right.
Because he gets all these samples. So anyway, we're going to talk about a little bit of that. I might try my hand at hard water fishing like you like to do, and I used to do when I was a little kid, but in my adult life, I'd have to say I haven't been out more than five or six times. But my new son-in-law is dying to go, and he lives by a bunch of lakes, so I said, okay, maybe Sunday.
Yeah, well, you'll enjoy that. I mean, that's the thing is with no snow where we are, the cold weather impacts the ice better. Snow kind of creates a blanket on it, and because we don't have any, I think that maybe 2 weeks ago we weren't quite as safe as we needed to be, but I bet by now when we're getting these low teens at night, that makes a lot of ice.
Well, tonight it's going to get down to nothing.
Yeah, right. Exactly. Maybe you will too if you get lucky. But anyway.
I'm not touching that.
I would like to. I think I'm going to do a little ice fishing later today as well because it is. I'm never the first guy out there. I've always lived by the.
You're not thin enough.
No, right. I am a little more full figured than some of my ice fishing peers, and I'll let them.
Everybody waits on the side. Right. Yeah. Man, looks like it's safe.
Yeah, Jop's out there. Sure, we all can go now.
I've seen some pictures of some local lakes that are good.
Yeah.
So,
yeah,
there are. I think the other thing you can do if you're a little leery is. If you got some cross-country skis, ski out there on some cross-country skis to kind of check the lake out and get a little workout.
Well, yeah, you could do that.
Because
absolutely.
It spreads your weight out.
Right, it does. I agree. I heard a story about that where a guy was doing that around the perimeter of a lake and the center was still open. I think that's a little aggressive.
Yeah.
But and that was right in Kent County.
I saw a guy do that with a pickup truck and camper.
Right, yeah, not so good, huh?
No, it didn't work out.
Yeah, it didn't work out so good. But if we're talking about healthy, the fish is a great thing to start with. because they come out of the water, they're nice and cold. Their meat is a little more firm in the colder water than it is in the summer.
Man.
And you throw them on the ice, right, and you pick them up when you're ready to go. Go home, fillet them up, and eat them right away.
You just inspired me.
Right. Yep. I'm just saying, is that's right along the health. This is all I can do for healthy for you, Bob, is talk to me about maybe we should go ice fishing because we'll leave the schnapps and the beer. Mel, no, we won't. We'll take that with us, too. So we'll just catch a lot of fish.
So what is your favorite fish in the cold weather?
Well, you know, panfish are great.
Right,
and,
but which one?
Perch.
There you go.
If I could catch anything, I'd catch perch.
There's nothing like a cold weather perch, in my opinion,
right.
ever. And you'll love this because the best perch I've ever eaten in my life came out of year old Lake Gun Lake in November, the day before rifle opener, because one of our buddies from deer camp brought it up.
Right.
He caught it the day before, and it was a cold November. It was snowy. And we ate a mountain of those things.
Oh, they're like potato chips, man.
Oh,
you just can't stop. You just can't stop.
He had walleye, too, from the freezer. Right. It didn't – the walleye, nobody even touched it after they tasted the perch.
Perch. Right. You know, we had Shasta on last week from Old World Olive Company, and you can pan fry that stuff in some of the flavored olive oils.
Oh,
are
yeah.
really good. But I want to throw one out there for you that a lot of people maybe have not tried. It's super simple. I want you to boil those fillets, okay? Maybe put a little bit of Old Bay in the water, but not a lot of seasoning. And you just take that fillet, skinless, boneless, right? That's a fillet. And you drop it in there, and they'll curl up. And then you eat them like shrimp cocktail. Maybe with just a little bit of cocktail sauce
healthier.
On it. It's very healthy, and you'll be amazed how good they taste.
Sure,
because
and if
you're
getting
the pure fresh.
Or some aromatics in there,
exactly
Old
right.
Bay is a great idea.
Drip some lemon on them after you get them done, right? And before you dip them in your
lemon
cocktail
pepper.
Sauce. Yeah, whatever
yeah.
it may be.
Mrs. Dash.
Right.
So I'm counting on you helping me carve up some steak Monday night. I'm going to smoke 340 pounds of rib roast.
Right.
And I've talked to Tim Sobey, our favorite butcher
right.
and sponsor. He gives our church a good deal on this every year. It's 340 pounds this year. It gets bigger and bigger every year. So I'm doing it in two loads. I'm taking the whole day off.
Okay.
And I'm gonna. He's actually separating the ribs. I'm gonna put his blend on there, and I'm not even gonna doctor it. I'm gonna use his blend.
It's good
without even molesting it. Can you believe that?
Now I'll believe it when I see it.
I'm not sure. I think I'll just leave those rib sections all connected to smoke them because it's going to be 340 ribs, basically, right? I don't feel like 340 slices.
Right.
But I'll smoke them all up as standing racks, throw them in my Cambros, and then throw the roasts on. And then the guys are going to have some beautiful, maybe when you get there, because I know you can't come till after work, but by the time you get there, maybe you can slice up all those ribs into hors d'oeuvres and you can walk around, you know, with
being the Fred Flintstone with a pile of bones and say, hey, gnaw on one of these guys while we get the rest of
this
ready.
That's what I'm saying. You know, just get yourself a little sassy little apron, you know, and your jungle thong.
Sassy.
It's a men's event. It's very fun. Yeah. We do it up with all sorts of caveman stuff and guys bring in their mounts and homemade jerky and venison and goose and duck. And it's all good man stuff. And a good message for men. So
yep, it is.
It's at Impact Church Monday night at dinner starts at 6:30.
Right. Yeah, that is.
There'll be 10 or 20 pounds extra. So
we
can feed a few extra if you want to come in.
Yeah, that's should be a good time. I'm looking forward to that. And I am going to bug out a little early to help you. You are the man at that one, and I'm just your grill bitch. So I will continue to.
I don't think you should say that word when you're talking about church.
Well,
you might go to, you know. Where.
Well, but the problem is I'm going to be outside the church. All the good stuff's going on inside. I'm cutting meat.
You can swear right there. That's never happened.
Yeah. Anyway.
So, you know, what we're going to talk about is some good, healthy seafood. And then we've got this gentleman in the studio with us. His name is Jeff Lambden. And, he's got something very sacred to share with us.
Coming up, we're going to punch a hole in your bag. Stick with us. We'll be back.
If your window stick, slip, squeak, or leak, then it's time to replace them with Anderson Windows from Standale Lumber's Home Center in Standale. Standard and custom sizes along with low-E glass, low-maintenance exteriors, and rich wood interior can turn simple window replacement into serious home improvement. You'll feel increased security, your home will be much quieter and more comfortable, but the increased curb appeal will make you proud of your home and its new facelift from your Anderson Windows and Standale Lumber's Home Center. 4100 Lake Michigan Drive, Standale, or find us on the web at standalelumber.com.
Have you ever wanted a great craft beer, but alcohol just isn't in the program that day? Well, the beer engineers at Schmoe's Brewing Company have engineered a beer just for you. A pale ale with less than 0.5% of alcohol. Ask for Schmoe's 120, where you dine or drink. It's the non-alcoholic answer with a craft beer taste. Schmoe's Brewing Company, Grand Rapids, Michigan. Beer City, USA.
Wouldn't it be sweet if life just came with an assist when you needed it? At State Farm, we live for a great assist, and that's why State Farm agent Sterling Massey is proud to be a part of the NBA, the National Bureau of Assists. Whether you're driving the lane or defending the house, when it comes to assisting you with your insurance and financial needs, Sterling and his staff make it look as easy as a behind-the-back dime dropper. Call Sterling Massey at 616-532-6071.
The Grillin' Guys are happy to introduce Fenn Valley Vineyards. Fenn Valley Vineyards is the oldest family-owned winery in Michigan, located in the middle of 45 acres of vineyards carpeting the rolling hills near Lake Michigan. Fenn Valley has prided itself in the production of classic European-style wines for the past 22 years. Visit their tasting rooms at the Vineyard Orinsaugatuck, Monday through Saturday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. On Sunday, they're open from 1 to 5. Go to fennvalley.com.
Welcome back. Into the Grilling Guys. It's the weekend, and I hope you're warm and cuddled up against a little bit of a fire at some point today, because it's cold. We're mid-January, but I'm going to break away after the show and go wet a line and try to catch a fish or two through the ice. Be my first jaunt this year. I'm not the guy that slides out on the early ice. I'm waiting until there's some people I can follow. It helps me find the fish, too, I guess. We'll just go with that. But speaking of fish, we've got healthy January going, and we're only going to put you through this for a couple more weeks, I promise.
Joppy's dying. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us on The Grillin' Guys. Don't forget to go to our website. It's called thegrillinguys.com, and give it a check. Look up at the top right corner if you want to get this show in a podcast. Just click on the earmuffs, and we'll send it right to your show, right to your phone, for free. We won't charge you a penny.
Yeah, just the pain and suffering is the only cost. Yeah.
There's a search bar up there right above it, and you can punch in any keyword you want, and you might put in like mahi-mahi, and right, you'll find out what to do next time you're down in the Keys and you catch yourself an Dorado.
Right. So let's talk a little bit about that, because a lot of people head down there this time of year for a little cold weather getaway, or mm-hmm. spring breaks are coming up, yep. And you got a chance to catch one of those, and I know that you've got some recipes here.
Yeah, so it's called a dolphin fish, not the mammal, but the dolphin, a Portuguese dolphin. It's also called Dorado, but I'm seeing all my friends, everybody I know other than you, is down in the stinking beautiful warm tropical weather, and I'm seeing fish on the beach, fish on the boats, and it makes you feel like a pretty big loser. When you know you're
bait.
Not going to see.
You feel like the piece of bait rather than the fish?
Oh, man,
is that
it's
it?
Hard yeah. to watch. But that mahi-mahi comes from that Dorado.
Okay.
And I don't know if you've maybe never caught one before, but they're a fantastic – you would love catching these things. They've got a very wide profile, like a big, tall –
Right, I've seen them. It's a little snub-nosed thing. They're flat.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah. they're long.
They look like Dora, like a giant long version of Dora.
Dora the Explorer?
Yeah.
Or what
now
Dora
that
are you
fish
talking?
And whatever that fish cartoon was.
Yeah.
Anyway, when you pull them up, when they first get to the surface, they're flashing this beautiful rainbow teal, blue, green. They're fantastic. And like within seconds of pulling them out of the water, they're gray.
Oh.
But they fight like a bugger. And they're once.
So are they any good to eat?
Once you get done, you get that thing cleaned up, you've got steaks that, or fillets, however you want to do it, that are some of the most beautiful meat. It's like a saltwater walleye.
Okay.
Whereas swordfish is kind of like a saltwater perch. You know, perch are dense, tight, not as fatty. The mahi-mahi are a little fattier, kind of like walleye. So anyway, I'm going to make fish tacos out of those things.
Okay.
And you can do it any way you like it, but just a basic little seasoning and throwing it on your basket on the grill is a good way to do it.
So you don't want to put it on the grill grates because it'll break or it'll fall through? Is that why you're using a basket?
Yeah, I like doing a basket just like you do. Close the lid and just get a nice little amount of smoke on it and just get it cooked.
Right.
And now you can also cut it up into chunks and you can fry it. You can coat it and fry it. That's most common.
We'll talk about that in February. We're still in healthy month of January.
That's most common, right. But I'm going to take mahi-mahi this afternoon. I'm going to make some fish tacos. And to be honest with you, I haven't really decided. I'll put pictures up on our Facebook page when I do it. But I haven't really decided how I'm going to go about that process of cooking the meat yet. What would you do?
I think you already described it. I'd put it in that basket and put some light seasoning on it, whatever you prefer. A fish, I like a lemon pepper profile. I don't go as much garlic on fish as maybe I do on other proteins.
Yep.
But a little bit of salt, pepper, and lemon pepper maybe, and that's about it. I don't like to mask my fish. I like the flavor of the fish to come through. Just a little enhancement is all I'm looking for. And then if you're going to make those tacos, I don't know about anybody listening, but I'm an avid watcher of the Food Network and the Food Channel. And they have a special on there where they talk about food trucks. And I happened to watch one of these that did fish tacos was their specialty in their food truck. And it was in Hawaii.
Nice.
And you've been there. But my point is that they did – the fish was the foundation – but it was what they were putting on top of the tacos, and they were using kimchi. And it made me think of you that was going to go on top of there. And that kimchi is a fermented cabbage.
Awesome.
And then they were hitting it with a little sriracha sauce on top of that. So there was some heat on these. But you can buy kimchi already made.
Oh, yeah.
And it just I thought to myself while I was watching is that just puts that would put a really cool profile on a taco.
Okay.
That kimchi, and I thought of you when you were making
it. And that's a good way to trick people into eating kimchi.
Right. Yeah.
Because when you tell them it's rotten cabbage, they're like, no, thank you.
Yeah, right. Fermented, Bob. It's all in the presentation. Fermented.
Well, sauerkraut's the same thing.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
This is Korean sauerkraut.
Right.
But my mouth's watering now. You just talk about that combination.
Yeah.
I bet you those were deep fried.
The fish was.
Because it was a food truck.
Right.
So
yep.
He's got to do something fast and efficient.
Right. He thought about it on a flat top is what I was thinking.
I think if I'm putting it on a shell like that, especially if it's perch or something like that, but if it's mahi-mahi, anything, I want to have it in strips so I can just put one on a shell, be one and done.
Right.
And not worry about the chunks. They try and do these tacos in restaurants where they've got, you know, three pieces lined up and blah, blah, blah. I don't care so much about that because they want it on top. No, I want to do it like you're talking about. Put that thing on right on the tortilla shell.
Right.
And put my chopped cabbage or whatever I'm putting on it on top of that and then doll it up with whatever kind
maybe
of peppers.
Some pico de gallo or something
some
of
heat,
that. Yeah.
Something with some heat.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I'm probably going to go more with on a verde situation. And I just got some of these awesome peppers from Colorado. And so, you know, they're green. I can't think of the name of them right now. But
green peppers?
No.
Oh, I'm just checking.
But when you go with a verde sauce, you know, you use tomatillas and these hatch peppers.
We had a little of that in a chili recipe at one point that we won an award with when we put a little tomatillos and some of those peppers in there and put a little verde twist on that.
Yep.
But that's all you're getting from there because that was a winning recipe. We're not getting that one out, right? We're just going to continue to make it.
That's right. So anyway, I talked to this fella who, again, Dubisky turned me on to. He says, you got to meet these guys. And I said, okay. So I put it in the back of my mind, and I said, we're doing a healthy January. Let's bring in kombucha. So we're going to, in the next segment, talk with Jeff Lambden from Sacred Springs. And they're right out of a West Michigan market, so it's you're going to be enlightened. I'm going to make you healthy, whether you like it or not.
It's a beverage. We'll start there, and I'll just say that I've had a couple tastes of it, and purportedly it has some real health benefits to me. I'm not feeling like I'm ready to go do the marathon right now, but I do think that it's tasty, and that gets by. Probably the first objection that anybody would have
to
is drinking
healthy.
Something healthy is, does it taste good, right? And it does. And I'm sure we're going to learn more about the health benefits of it. But so stick with us. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Sal Cipriano, CEO of Better Made Snack Foods. Ever wonder why our Better Made potato chips taste so good? They're made with homegrown potatoes from West Michigan farms. So when you're driving to the beach, a festival, or a ballpark, and you pass by those farms, think of Better Made potato chips. Better yet, stop by your favorite grocer or convenience store and pick up a bag for the trip. For nearly 90 years, Better Made Snack Foods are Better Made.
Howdy, it's Barbecue Bob from the Grilling Guys. We're working hard on Operation GI Barbecue, which is an effort to send a plane load of barbecue to our troops. Right now, go to GIBBQ.com, look at the Sapphire Ceramic Grill on auction. You can bid on this $2,000 ceramic grill package at RepoCast.com. That's SAFFIRE at RepoCast. So remember our troops at GIBBQ.com.
Hi, it's Shasta from Old World Olive Press. We are a Michigan-based company with stores in Rockford, Grand Rapids, Plymouth, and Birmingham. Visit our tasting rooms to sample over 50 varieties of award-winning olive oils and balsamic vinegars, carefully sourced from small-batch artisans in both hemispheres. We have cooking demonstrations and private parties to help you experience the treasures we've discovered. Step into our kitchen, downtown Rockford, and our newest location on Monroe Center, Old World Olive Press. Let us help you bring the magic into your home. Go to Old World Olive Press.
Hey, when's the last time you had a really great root beer float? I mean the kind that makes you remember walks with your grandfather. Come on over to Schmoe's Brewing Company in Grand Rapids or Petoskey, and we have some handcrafted root beer, probably the best in the state of Michigan. That's 2600 Patterson in Grand Rapids or 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey. You know you're dying for a good root beer float.
Have you missed episodes of The Grillin' Guys? Go to thegrillinguys.com and you can play episodes clear back to 2010. Subscribe to the podcast and you'll never miss another one again. That's thegrillinguys.com.
With The Grillin' Guys coming at you like a pit bull. We smoke butt and it's a mitful. Backyard masters, barbecue blasters. Nobody smokes a T-bone faster. So when you see The Grillin' Guy rig, hit the brakes, it's gonna be big. Stick around and put down the rake. Fire up your grill, there's no need to bake. You bring the party, we'll bring the smoke. You're gonna eat so much you might choke. So here's how it goes, and everyone knows. You're gonna listen to the Grilling Guys show. Silly.
Welcome back. You are listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Hope you're having a great mid-January. Got that little spring, late winter, spring getaway on your planner. I'm putting one together myself, but... right now, we're eating healthy in the neighborhood, and Barbecue Bob, you brought a friend in. Roll with this, brother.
Yeah, it's Find a Friend weekend. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us. Don't forget to check out our Facebook page, /TheGrillinGuys. I'm on Twitter. It's Grillin' Guy. So today, it's Healthy Grillin' Guys, and a few years back, when I used to travel out to Sacramento to do those whole food shows, I met somebody that was distributing a kombucha, and I hadn't really ever heard of it before. And this brand that I had out there was really good, and I had many conversations with the lady selling it, you know, while we worked the show, and I just became a fan. And I said, this is smart. The same reason I eat kimchi, the same reason I take probiotics, you can actually drink a really great drink and get a lot of those benefits. So right now I want to introduce everyone to Jeff Lambden from Sacred Springs.
What's up, crew?
Hey, thanks for coming down.
It's an honor.
It's a tasty little session we're having here.
Yeah, say.
So tell everybody what this stuff is.
That's a great question.
Is it legal?
Kombucha. Is it legal? Yeah, in 48 states. Don't worry about it. So this one, you're good. So kombucha is a soft ferment. So when we think about hard alcohol, we think about a hard ferment. When we call things soft drinks nowadays, that's because they originally were fermented. So kombucha is actually a 3,000-year-old process of fermenting tea to make a non-alcoholic beverage. So I always say it's a craft beer meets yoga.
Yeah, that's how they made root beer, right?
Yeah, originally.
So they found the quick ways. Roots.
I'm just going to say I look better with a craft beer in my hand than a yoga outfit. Just saying. So
let's it depends on how many beers we've had.
Why did you paint that picture?
What? Well, I'm just looking at the bottle. Right? But anyway, so it's a tea. Yes. So is it when I think teas, I think caffeinated drinks.
Sure.
Does this have a caffeine component to it?
Not much, because the fermentation process takes that out too.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm taking out all the fun, you know? So we're fermenting, there's no caffeine, there's no alcohol. So everyone's like, why would I drink this thing? You know what I mean? And what it has to do with is the health benefits. So it basically, there's no caffeine in it, but when you drink it, you feel energized afterwards because you're tapping into your body's own natural energy.
So tell us what those health benefits are.
Sure. And that's a tricky thing, right? Because people who do drink kombucha are going to go out there and say, it will cure everything.
Right.
So, but really, we think about our digestive system. There's a mouth and there's an end point, right? It's just a big tube that goes through there. So kombucha takes the tissue states and strengthens that tube. And then it gives you all the enzymes and probiotics you need for digestion. Well, people make it complex. You guys are grilling guys, right?
Right.
So people think like, I'm going to taste it, then I'm going to digest it, and then it'll go out. Like, the truth is, that's just one big process.
Yeah, we've had plenty of poop conversations on this show.
you can't talk about kombucha.
Unfortunately, we've talked about the process.
All right, so we're good on that then. So everyone's all right, so as long as everyone's informed, we can leave that go now.
Yeah, so right. What is the benefit?
Sure, so you got B vitamins in there. You got different amino acids. You got healthy bacteria. So people don't like to talk about bacteria much, but there's... 3% of your body weight is healthy bacteria if you're a woman, and 1% if you're a man. So good bacteria is good stuff.
Right.
So and
wow.
Then it has digestive.
I've never heard that.
I knew she was three times nastier than
yes.
me.
Yes, yeah.
I knew it.
It's the bacteria.
Why
fault.
Are your farts so bad?
Because hers come out in little baggies. So anyway,
on that note, yeah.
Right. On that note, so you are there different types of teas that are used for this, or is
sure.
it all consistent? All
right. Yeah, so here we get into the worlds of like different types of woods, right? So like let's talk to the clientele we're talking to.
Right.
So different teas have different tannin structures.
Okay.
Those tannin structures are gonna, when they ferment, are gonna create different flavors. So the difference between our kombucha and others is we brew with green tea, which creates a tannin structure of ascorbic acid. So it's really strong and bright, and it glides across the tongue. Most kombucha companies are using black tea, which gives you more caffeine and creates a tannin structure like apple cider vinegar, so it scratches across the tongue. So what we've done is we've avoided having that scratch back, and now we have this flavor that can just palatably, like, so you were talking earlier, like, it tastes good, right?
Right, right.
That's our first step. Can we get people to actually drink this stuff? And yep. So I followed my kids.
Yeah, I've tried two of them so far, and they're both, I'm my cup's empty. I'm just waiting for the next one.
The third,
one,
yeah.
Because they're
ginger
so
one.
Good.
So whenever we talk about a beverage, and this is new to the grilling guys, you said this has been around 3,000 years, but this is new to the grilling guys. One of the things we like to talk about with our audience is how to choose this. Okay, I walk up, you've got five of these here.
Sure.
Other than the color, and obviously this one's called Fruit of Life. I would assume that's a fruity one, right? And it was. But my question is help us pick one of these and why I would do that.
And if you just tuned in, you are listening to the Grilling Guys, and we're talking with Jeff Lambden from Sacred Springs Kombucha. Did I say that right?
Yeah.
Kombucha.
Yeah. Yep.
So, I always struggle with that word.
It's because it's just some made-up word, probably.
Sounds like something else.
Yeah.
And it comes from Japan, right?
It actually comes from Korea. This is a Japanese word to describe
Korean process.
Yeah. Yep.
Well, so, the Koreans came up with kimchi, so that makes sense.
So, back to the process.
How do we pick it, right?
Right. How do I pick one of these?
So it's sort of like, how do you pick a beer or how do you pick a wine? So one of the tricks is talking to someone in the store. Because, right, like if unless you know all about wine or beer, you usually talk to someone.
Sure.
So like our ginger one, you know, it's treat it like a ginger ale. So treat it like any other ginger ale you'd work with. The first one you tasted, the fruity one, it's bright and spilling. So there's no point in eating that along with a meat that's trying to create a tight experience.
Right.
You know, so my favorite thing with fish is our Root of Life beet ginger turmeric, or our ginger one. We have one that's made from holy basil, which is a plant from India, and I actually use this to marinate chicken or fish.
Crazy.
So that's the world I go into, too.
Holy basil?
Yep.
What color is that?
Holy basil, Batman.
Yeah.
Well, it's a green color, but it creates a tan structure. Mm. But I'll actually, a lot of times, use half the bottle to marinate and half the bottle to then drink with the actual meat that I've been cooking.
Nice.
So
with a little vodka in it.
Vodka gin. I can take it. If you guys want in the next segment, I can take you through all the mixing deliveries. So I could help you guys create a marinade and a mixed drink to drink with anything.
Okay. So describe for us the five flavors that you have here. You've touched on a couple of them. The Fruit of Life.
Strawberry.
That's a strawberry flavor base. Okay.
Yep. We have a ginger one. We have a beet ginger turmeric one, which when you marinate with it, it's got a magenta color. So you can like bring out this magenta accent in the color of your fish or your chicken or whatever meat you're working with. It might be more beige. The holy basil, the kombucha, is more like a Sauvignon Blanc. And then our elderberry hibiscus, I actually do not like to cook meat with that one, but I love to put gin in it.
So how often would you want to drink this stuff?
That's sort of like asking a marathon runner how often should you run. So for me, I'm drinking it every day.
But sure.
You know, it's the kind of thing if you're hungover.
If you have a couple bottles of this a week, you're really helping yourself a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's like stretching and working
halfway
out.
Halfway through the week and then at the weekend.
Yep.
Well, it's not a medicine, right? I mean,
no.
It's kind of a natural supplement.
Sure.
Right? Am I depicting that properly?
It supports you in your, you know, we're in healthy January here. So
I
like,
think it keeps you from having to take medicine. So, no, it's not a medicine. But if your body builds up its immune systems better, I think it's way better than medicine.
So that's one of the health benefits of this is it helps with
Immune system, digestive system, yep.
Right, yeah, and both of those are very key into maintaining our health.
Helping
well, especially if we're eating tons of grilled food. You know, I mean, like if we want to be able, I mean, we've all been there where we've wanted to eat whatever we want, and our body says no.
Right.
So, you know, I cheat. I drink kombucha every day so I can say yes to everything. Really,
right?
It's a trick.
Wow, so it's a miracle elixir.
All right, no. Water is a miracle elixir.
I saw you at the circus. Well, Jeff Lambden, Sacred Springs Kombucha, we're going to have you hang around with us. We're going to talk a little salmon burger in the next session.
Yeah.
But we'll weave in a little bit of your Sacred Springs.
All right. Coming up next, we're going to do all of that and more. Stay tuned.
Hey guys, Schmoes now has two locations, 2600 Patterson here in Grand Rapids and 109 West Mitchell in Petoskey now. So when you're up north, you can grab some Schmoes as well. Remember, you can get all your favorites, Bone Crusher, Hop Knocker, Treasure Chest, Amber Teas, Michigan Hands Pale Ale, and India Pale Ale, or one of our great root beers. Once again, that's Grand Rapids and Petoskey, engineering better Michigan beer.
We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen. It's more than a sport, it's a way of life. Your satisfaction's been our aim. Since 59, been at the top of our game. We stand behind our name. We live it, we love it, Allen Bob Sports, sportsmen serving sportsmen.
Hi, this is Tim Sobey. Sobey Meats is an 11-year-old business on Remembrance Drive in Walker. We have high-quality custom meats, as well as seafood, produce, beer, and wine. Sobey Meats is proud to supply the barbecue enthusiasts with over 50 sauces, Kansas City and Memphis rubs, as well as barbecue supplies. Our meat counter is 60 feet long with 70 different homemade sausages. Check us out at SobeyMeats.com. That's SobeyMeats.com.
This is Job from the Grilling Guys, and I want to talk to you about Garrett's Appliances, which is your one-stop shop for all your barbecue supplies, tools, grills, and smokers in West Michigan. Garrett's has grills for your outdoor kitchen. In fact, we at Home Life Outdoor Kitchens use them exclusively as our supplier for the very best equipment available. That's Garrett'sAppliances.com, Garrett'sAppliances.com.
Back, you listen to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. Man, we're talking kombucha, and if you've not had this conversation, you want to listen up right here, because I've been turned on to something that is very good for me, so I'm being told, and it tastes really good. And in this world, a lot of times that doesn't happen, so it has this time. And Bob, thanks for bringing Jeff over here.
You just made my day, yeah. Randy. You made my day, because I know I'm preaching a little bit about eating healthy. I mean, it might sound like that, and I was worried that you were going to look at this and just have a fit.
No, I'm good.
So I'm glad you like it.
The labels are entertaining. That got my attention.
Yes, yeah. Beautiful girls on the label. That always helps. So let's talk a little bit of salmon burgers.
All right.
And with these salmon burgers, we're going to pair those with Better Made sea salt and vinegar chips, because fish and chips – that's a no-brainer. And
right.
I love vinegar on my fries, so the vinegar fish and chips are going to be great. And Better Made, my mouth's watering again, they have a vinegar and sea salt potato chip that is just addicting.
And they're healthy.
Addicting. Right. They're extremely healthy.
Right, yeah.
But I want to talk about a salmon burger.
Okay.
Did you ever make them?
I do.
You make salmon patties.
I make salmon patties. He said there was no alcohol in this. I make salmon patties, and
I didn't say you wouldn't get a natural.
Right.
High.
I tend to pan fry them in a little bit of oil,
as do most people,
because I like that crust.
Yeah.
On the outside.
Yeah.
Yep. But I don't have a recipe per se. A lot of times it'll be canned salmon if I don't have any fresh.
Very common.
But other than that, what do you got, man? It's your salmon burger, not mine.
Yeah. This is something that I made for my new son-in-law. And
this guy's got a big impact on your life. He's taking you ice fishing. He took you deer know, hunting. Now he's making you eat salmon.
You know, he's a good kid, and he likes eating the things. My daughter Maggie loves, she makes her own kombucha. So I told her you were coming on the show. She was like all about it. She makes her own. And you can do that, right? They actually sell kits, I believe.
Rabbit Trail.
We sell kits.
You sell kits. Yeah, there you go. We're going to get into that.
Rabbit Trail to our tapper.
We're going to get a bunny trail. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to take and this salmon that I had, Christian gave me because he caught it up on the PM
right.
when we were deer hunting. So I'm going to, in the food processor, I'm going to put all this stuff in and chop it to fine. It's going to be a pound of salmon, skinless and boneless.
Raw?
Yes.
Yep.
A couple green onions, some fresh chopped dill.
Ooh.
Yep.
And love that flavor profile.
Some parsley and some panko, an egg, 3 tablespoons of mayonnaise, the zest from 1 lemon, so a lot of lemon zest.
Right.
I'm going to go heavy on that.
Right.
I love lemon with fish and
lemon zest is the peel. You scrape it off and put it in there. Wash it off when you get it from the store.
Yep.
But then
salmon needs a lot of help in my book.
Well, I understand that,
because it's got that punky trout thing going.
Right, right, or salmon taste. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Trout's a little oilier than salmon, but
worse.
It does have a strong The salmon has a salmon taste, right?
Yeah, it does.
Right. So
I'm also going to put some Worcestershire, kosher salt. Or sea salt, be appropriate to put sea salt.
Right. Yeah.
And some black pepper.
Lake salt.
And then a little bit of Old World Olive's garlic EVO.
Okay.
And I'll throw this all in the food processor and just get it for, you know,
I'm saying you're going to pulse that. You're not going to grind it up because you don't want it to be in this pasty.
Right.
You still want it a little chunky.
Right.
So I just pulse it a few times to bust that stuff up. And because with all the herbs and things you're putting in there, you just want to open them up and get that flavor going.
Yeah, I probably left it like 15 seconds at a crack, and then I took my spatula and went around the food processor, ran it all back in, hit it for 10, 15 seconds, and did that maybe three times. It was done.
Right.
It doesn't take much. So, and then just basically made them like meatballs and then flattened them out nicely. And I've got my little device that puts the onion on a stick, and I dip it in oil and I run it over the grate and I put a patty down. Oily onion, run it over the grate, put a patty down. I did that. And I left them on maybe 4 minutes
so you
on medium
these.
Heat. Yep.
You grilled these.
Medium heat.
Gas grill.
I did them on the tack.
Yep.
Because it was cold out and fast. Yep. And then about the time they wanted to separate from that grate, they were ready to flip.
Right. But you're only rolling them once.
Yes.
Right? Cook one side, roll the other. You don't want to handle these things too many times because they'll fall apart.
They were really good.
Yeah.
And I didn't think I'd like them.
Yeah.
But I wanted to cook this
Well, you
salmon.
Camouflaged them with a lot of stuff. There was more stuff than salmon in there, right? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, but a typical salmon patty or a lobster roll or any of those things like that, they all, crab cakes.
Sure.
They all have a lot of stuff in them.
Right.
You need binders.
Yep. Can you throw that recipe up on the Grilling Guys?
I'll do that.
Okay. So, Jeff, having heard all the stuff that was in there, I'm just dying for the health benefits of a kombucha with my salmon. Which one of these would you probably put with that?
Yep. So you've got the, I'm going to take both of you guys as my examples. So you got Adventurous Bob and we've got like, we got to get you in here, right? So,
right. So
you're going to go more after the ginger one. So you're going to have that ginger, and kombucha has this natural acidity to it that has a lot like a lemon texture to it, lemon flavor to it. So the ginger we have is sort of like a ginger ale with lemon in it.
Yep.
So it's going to really blend with it.
It's fabulous. I'm having some right now.
A Moscow Mule with this.
It's amazing.
Really?
Yep.
But now you'd have my wife's interest.
For the more adventurous person, we've got our Root of Life, which is the beet ginger turmeric, and it's sort of got this magenta color to it, so it kind of brings on that whole, like...
Did you say beet?
Beet, ginger, and turmeric, you know.
So you had me at beet.
Yeah, so right. You've got this whole, like, it's adventurous, you know. But it's got the whole take of, like, drinking a red wine with this, you know, the salmon burger is delicate and gorgeous, so why not have something that's, you know, robust with it to balance it back
out? I've done some roasted beet recipes, and Jop very often goes cross-eyed when I start talking about beets, so I love talking about it.
So here we are. We're going to open this thing right here now, and we're going to taste this beet ginger turmeric, you know, the Root of Life, because it is designed for people who do not like beets to have beets in their life. And
it's right up your alley.
One thing we think about with marinades, people don't think about with marinades sometimes is how you can actually change the color. And when you change that color of your meat, you sometimes can bring in this whole new enhancement for people, you know? So let me take it
you
from
can
like
either
the
make
weird
it better
hippie
or worse.
Side for grilling guys, you know, right, it's like sometimes, you know, I was a vegan and didn't eat meat for 13 years. Thank God I eat every single meat I can possibly have.
That's
in front
why
of
we
me.
Haven't invited him before, right?
Exactly. Yeah. You know, but I still like color presentation.
Sure.
So, like you soak your salmon in this magenta color, you're going to get that magenta color.
That's funny you'd say that because fish is one of the few things I marinate.
Yep.
I don't marinate much.
Sounds like you don't like the taste of fish too sometimes.
Well, right. I don't like salmon and trout.
Right.
Yeah.
If it's a fresh salmon, yeah.
Yep.
But if it's not fresh,
but you don't want to
put it on cedar.
Yeah, you don't want to cover the flavor up. What you want to do is bring out the parts of it you like.
Right.
And so one of the things that's different with kombucha versus other marinades is the fact that it's got a bunch of different constituents in it and it's still living. It actually will go into the meat and understand if it's working with a soft meat, it gets that. If it's working with a hard meat, it gets that. So like, you know, a lot of people will marinate things in vinegar or different, you know, sauces.
Acid.
But they're dead. Yeah. We used to marinate things in living fermented stuff that we had, you know, buried underground and stuff like
Seriously.
That. So, well, yeah. I mean, you think they had Coca-Cola and, you know, Sriracha back 3,000 years ago?
Probably.
Right. So this, interesting, this one doesn't have a very strong aromatic to it. The ginger one did. It was
you can really
a very
taste
big,
the beet, though.
Mm-hmm. But it does taste like the beet, and it's good.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 4 for 4 on trying these things, man.
I feel like I'm winning then.
Well, you are. Check the box, right? Yeah, you won. But you know what? It seems kind of girly, but with this pink color, but this is really man beverage. It's time for some man law.
Now you're a man! A man!
Yeah, I'm feeling like a man. I'm feeling healthier than I've felt in days. Today's man law. Here we go, talking about getting rid of things. Whenever possible, men shall allow one empty urinal of separation in the bathroom with three or more urinals. Law is void if there are dividers.
That's right, yeah. If you've got the little wall there.
And I didn't make that up.
Look forward, read the little Johnny advertising. You know, no glancing down left to right. No need.
This came,
get your business done and be out of there.
This came right from the founding fathers. So this is serious stuff.
All right, man. Yeah, be a straight shooter, right? That's the moral of that story.
Oh, yeah. So I think the salmon patties would be good. We could talk a little more about some grilled fish if you want. But main thing is, find yourself a good supplier of these seafood products.
Sure.
Trident makes a great one. In Michigan, we have somebody called Superior Seafoods.
Yep.
If you see their packaging.
Local fishmonger, if you
stay
got
away from
one.
The Chinese fish. That's right. All I can tell you. You don't want any commie right. fish.
Coming up next, we're going to roast your turkey. Stick with us. We'll be back.
Barbecue Bob, and I want to tell you about the biggest beer store in West Michigan. Siciliano's Market at 2840 Lake Michigan Drive has the most craft beers I've ever seen in one location. Siciliano's is a family business that works hard to bring you the best beers in the world to the West Michigan market. Visit Siciliano's and check out the huge selection of home brewing supplies as well. That's Siciliano's Market at SicilianoMKT.com.
This is the most fun I've had in a long time with something I had no idea about when I walked in.
Would you look at that?
Would you look at that? Bob teed me up. And yeah, most of the time I fare pretty well, but this one's been pretty cool.
Well, that's pretty good because thanks for sticking around with us for this one last little segment. But when I told him what this stuff was, I was looking at the expression on his face, and he has a mustache, so you couldn't see his lip curl. But yeah, right, he was like, the nose was going up. He's like, I'm going to kill you after the show. So it was worth it. That's satisfying.
It's kombucha. And am I saying that right?
Kombucha.
Kombucha, yes. And we've got Jeff Lambden with us, who is the proprietor at Sacred Springs. And so, Jeff, we've been talking about this last couple of segments. Where can people find this stuff?
Sure. So we just opened a tap room at 1059 Wealthy Street Southeast.
Okay,
so,
in Grand Rapids.
Yep, right between Diamond and Fuller on Wealthy. And then other than that, we're in food stores all over the place. So we're in Harvest
Mostly
Health
West
Foods.
Michigan right now, though.
Mostly West Michigan, yep. So Harvest Health Foods, King Muzz, Cherry Hill Market, you know. Basically, if they've got cool stuff, we're probably there.
Yeah, right.
So this was good. It's gone. What was it?
Sure. So what you all missed during that break is we decided to have a nice little mixed drink here, something we don't serve at the tap room, but something I can give you a recipe to, and that was a Vita smoked mezcal along with our beet ginger turmeric. So we're drinking we have a smoky flavor along with the beet ginger turmeric around it.
And, what the hell did you say?
Yeah.
Right, yeah.
I said basically get some kombucha and some
I
alcohol and start
seven
mixing.
New words. Yeah.
I'm seeing things right now.
Right. No, but the smoked mezcal is a tequila.
Yes.
Derivative, right? And then it's your kombucha that goes with it that you can get at your tap room.
And what we're saying is, like, kombucha is healthy, and that's great, but also it's a great healthy mixed drink possibility.
So can I, like, sneak in a hip nip when I come to your tap room and make our own? You're not supposed to
do that. I can't say that on air.
That's right. We can't do that.
Hip nip?
Yeah, that's a little bottle you keep right back there in your hip. You pull
it
out, take
a
little nip.
You're too cool for
school. Come on, Bob.
Yeah, right. Where you been,
I've got three of them. I've never heard the term hip nip.
Yeah. Well, there you go.
You come down to the tap room. We'll see if my security catches you or not.
Right, yeah. Right.
I thought it was a real cool soldier in World War II. Right.
But anyway, so that's cool. And this stuff is not an alcoholic beverage. You can obviously use it as a mixer, but has a ton of health benefits, and it is Healthy January. So it's really cool that you were here. So if I come down to the – is there food at your tap room, or am I just there to drink really healthy beverages?
We got food, and then we have like a whole bunch of beverage experiences. We actually have 15 taps. So it's sort of like just going to a brewery, only it's non-alcoholic beverages. And
nice.
And then you've got great bartenders like me.
So everybody's outside smoking weed.
Really family friendly. Yeah.
Have you been there before, Bob?
Yeah, right.
No, actually, and that's what we designed it to be family friendly. I was a professional bar musician for years and didn't drink. And so I was just looking for somewhere where, like, once I had my own family, like, where can we hang out? So that's what we created.
Nice. Very cool. Yeah.
That's great.
Very cool.
I appreciate you guys having me here. Let's hear about some turkey.
Yeah, of course. So Sacred Springs, look for it in a store near you. You're going to see it in more and more stores because this is
crazy good,
isn't it?
It's crazy good, and
why
it's good
would
for you.
Not? Okay, so I have one bottle of this. How much am I going to pay retail in a store for that?
$4.
$4 for a bottle.
Yep.
So if I drink a bottle a week, my life's going to actually be improved.
$200.
I cannot make that health claim.
Can't you? No, but I can. Can't you? There's why are so many people making this in their kitchens and
because
in their
all
homes,
of because
right?
all of our food is. I mean, we're all here because you're grilling guys because you guys like to grill fresh food. Well, lots of people don't like fresh food.
Right.
And
so, open a can.
Yeah. So it comes back to digestion. You know what I mean? So this
government
keeps it strong.
The government. It'll wash the government out of you. I tell you.
Better take two bottles if you're going to get the government out of you. But anyway, hey, you've been listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. We appreciate you choosing us. I swear to goodness, it was only one of those. But we appreciate you tuning in each and every week. Jeff, thanks. Good luck with your business. And
thank you.
You're official grilling guy now, so we'll have you back again. Take care and have a great week. Be safe out there.